17. For we, who are many, are one bread, one body. Why am I talking about communion? He asks. We are that exact same body. What is the bread, the body of Christ? And what do those who partake of it become? The body of Christ, not many bodies, but one body. Just as the bread made up of many grains becomes one, so that you can't distinguish the grains. They indeed exist, but their difference is not visible because of their connection. So we are connected with each other and with Christ. There isn't one body for you, and another for your neighbor to be nourished by, but the very same for all. That's why he also adds,